5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Welcome aboard and thank you for pressing play. It's live from Sarasota, Florida. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. How is everybody today? I am doing spectacular. We're on the verge of a national holiday, the birthday of America, July 4th. Hope everybody is doing well. I certainly am here broadcasting live. And guess what today is? Today is the 1 year anniversary of the SRQ Talk Show, which launched on July 4th, 2020, amongst a pandemic, a time where we were all being quarantined other than essential workers. Hello, everybody. TGIF, July 2nd, 2021. Again, it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, man. We can't be more pumped. The numbers look great for the show. And looking at it, since it is a year show, looking back on some of the numbers, of course, the numbers were going to be a lot higher in listenership when most of the country was being is being quarantined mandatory in some places. Not so much in Florida, as we well know and is documented now. But the show was created under the umbrella of the pandemic and quarantine. We decided to broadcast a show based on Sarasota, where we're talking about top news. However, the show did grow immensely. As of today, we have 18 states besides the United States that listen to your boy Roy here. We're broadcasting live only one time a week now, only on Fridays. We used to do 5 days a week. We're doing today season 3, episode 14, which will be the last episode of this season 3. We're going into season 4. We do it, you know, just like fall, summer, spring kind of a thing is when a new season approaches us. Now, we love for our audience to participate in the show. There's two avenues to do that. You can either email me at srqtalk@gmail.com, or you could go straight and let your voice be heard. We give you a 60-second voice message that you could go by going to our website, www.srqtalk.com. It'll be a message button. They'll give you 60 seconds. So wherever you are, welcome aboard. Wherever you may be listening to, we broadcast our show from the Anchor podcast and their dashboard. However, you can be Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Listen Notes. The truth of the matter is that you go to any search engine, Google, Bing, AOL, you put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be there, if not one, top three for sure. We like to welcome, believe it or not, another weird country man has decided to join in and listen. Now, I don't know if it was when somebody just like listens to a city, it gets spotted and then they don't listen. I mean, that's just a podcast accident that they probably ran into us. But usually when I get a report of a new country, a city, a state, anything that is listening to us, it's over 3%. And we are definitely a damn international show, because the country or the territory, whatever you want to, I call it a country, damn Palestine. Yeah, that's right. Don't hate Israel. Okay, I'm not playing favorites. They came to me. I didn't come to them. So the great people of Palestine becomes our 16th country that listens to your boy here outside of the great U.S. of A. And of course, in U.S. of A., we have not only Washington State just doesn't want to let go of the number one spot. They're the number one listeners as far as the states go, which we have 18 of them. We got Florida, of course, and Ohio in that order, top three. So we're very happy with the numbers. It's been a damn really successful year for the SRQ Talk Show, and I do appreciate everybody that has supported the show. Talking about supporting the show, the sponsor of the day today is and we get sponsor requests all day. That's one thing that I am grateful for, that we're not struggling as far as paying for some of the expenses. We do have sponsorship throughout the year. We did. It's just getting more and more these days. And every once in a while, we'll get, we usually get companies and products being wanting to be displayed in services. But from time to time, other podcasters come to me to want me to give them a shout out. And that's the case here. And I usually either endorse the product. And if I get on the podcast and I don't think that you're up to par, because we're max status here in the SRQ Talk Show, our numbers prove it. So you got to bring it a little bit. And I have to like the show. Just like our headlines, we usually do a show, a 1 hour show here, 30 minutes of top news of like the week that was, kind of a thing, going over, recapping all the top stories that interest me and my audience. So I believe that longshotleaders.com, you can go there. Longshot Leaders podcast, they tell stories of underdogs who found success. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay, check out the podcast Longshot Leaders with Michael Stein, telling the stories of people who have overcome large obstacles to find success, interviewing everyone from Academy Award winners, ex-cons, Holocaust survivors, sports heroes, and more. Great podcast. Check it out. Longshot Leaders with Michael Stein. That's Longshot Leaders with Michael Stein. Lock it up. It's the sponsor of today's final season 3, episode 14. 1 year now in existence, the SRQ Talk Show. And are we going to make a huge big deal that we've been on the air for 1 year? No. I mean, we're not going to do the best of, and we're not going to reminisce of other shows, even though I kind of looked back on the last recordings. We have a big archive. You can do the same by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the archives, and you have like 37 episodes on season 1, another 28 in season 2, and we only have 14 because I went out on an IR move. Now, we left last show and the local part of it, because 30 minutes is all local, national, or international news. We bring Sarasota to the front of the line on all news, and that's what we'll do again today. The next 30 minutes will be all sports, and the sports have been off the damn chain. NBA playoffs have been great, even though it's been LeBron-less. He's more like LeGon. Playoffs have been great, exciting. We don't boycott it this year. And then, of course, the NHL playoffs, but it's your Tampa Bay Rays. Now, does Tampa listen to the show? No, but we don't care. We got St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park that decides to be our representative on that side of the world. We're about south, 1 hour south of Tampa here, where we broadcast in our little art studio here in North Sarasota, our new little studio here. But we're going to do a 1 hour show today, and I'm hoping everybody is prepping up, ready for a celebration of America on July 4th. Lands on a Sunday, so people are opting out on Monday, calling that the official holiday. Do I agree with it? I don't know. I think you're mailing it in, but I get it. We're happy and glad that you're even showing up to work. So if you need a day off of work, baby, take it on Monday. I'm sure gonna. It'll be a busy weekend for me too. However, let's get to the news, because we did leave off last show on the unfortunate situation down in Surfside, Florida, which is aka Miami Beach, more specifically about 89 in Collins and Hardy and Bal Harbour and all that little area. I know it very well. It hits very, very close to home to me. So it's really concerning. And not only that, just any condo that is built on the water, on the beach, is now, you know, thinking twice. Now, I mean, are we safe? Is our construction certain? Should we, you know, amp it up instead of doing it every 40 years? Are you kidding me? An inspection every 40 years? Oh, no. You got to amp up that and kind of redo that and edit it, rewind it, man, and go back to the table and maybe do it every 20 years, okay? At least what we know now so far, just to update the story, since we last broadcasted on Friday, at least 20 people are dead now, 128 people still missing and are still unaccounted for after the residential building partially collapsed in Surfside, Florida. Officials said today, search and rescue efforts continue at the site, but the operation faces added challenges, man, with the rest of the building threatening to collapse, which is, I mean, I wouldn't even feel safe if on the building next door or across the street, okay, let alone that one. So, I mean, I definitely get that, how that's slowing things up. I mean, they got cadaver dogs there. They got volunteers from Israel and the damn Mexicans, which listen to the show here as well. Oh, Mexico, when I thought it. Okay, we might go into a little Copa action, a little soccer, only because the playoffs are coming down to the end, but that'll be on the latter part of the show, next 30 minutes. It's your boy Roy here, man, SRQ Talk, and we're going to pause the show momentarily because I have a call. Give me a moment. Okay, thank you for bearing with me there, man. Hey, when the phone rings, when my phone rings, it's definitely cash money coming in or some kind of an order or some kind of a damn emergency. But we took care of that, so we're back in the game here. So like I was saying, so I'd be fearful whether I'm in that building or the building next door or even right here in downtown Sarasota or Lido or Siesta Key. I mean, even though the buildings here are not allowed to be so high, but there are some structures here right by the ocean. I mean, the terraces right in the village there, you know, come offhand right away. There's the Hilton building over on the south side of the bridge also there. So at Sarah C. Boulevard over there, any of you locals there, and people are coming from rows and rows of people are coming into Siesta Key this weekend or Sarasota. They're just running away from their state, even though it's nice and hot. And sometimes it's even hotter than in your northern states than it is in Florida. But I'll tell you what, it's been raining buckets. Be careful what you wish for, because prior to 2 weeks ago, I would say that it didn't rain for about a year. I would say, and people were getting concerned. We always get a little concerned around May or June in this area in Western Florida, just because of the brush fires that we have experienced in the past. So we do like our little rain. We like our grass green. You know what I'm saying? Lock it up, man. Season 3, episode 14, a year in existence. What do you think of that, man? Email me, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or srqtalk.com and leave me a message. Didn't get any at all. I mean, it doesn't mean that the numbers are down. It means that people ain't got time, man. I mean, they got barely time to listen to the show. And they're definitely listening, as you heard that Palestine. I mean, really? That must be from SoundCloud or something, man, is where we get that international exposure, so to say. So yeah, I wanted to recap of what we know as far as the partially collapsed building out there. That really hits home. There's a lot of questions, man. Biden amends the Florida emergency declaration to cover 100% of eligible costs for debris removal. The White House announced Friday it was increasing the level of federal funding for debris removal and emergency protective measures undertaking in the state of Florida as a result of the Surfside building collapse beginning on June 24th, 2021 and continuing. Under the president's order today, the federal share for debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance under the public assistance program, has been increased to 100%. What? 100%. He's going to take the bill, man. Biden's picking up the bill. A total eligible calls for a continuous period of 30 days beginning June 24th. So he's going to pick up the bill for the next 30 days, the declaration says. Biden hinted at the announcement yesterday in Florida, telling reporters after he met with the families of those missing in the Surfside collapse, "I think," and this is a quote from President Biden, "I think my colleagues will tell you we cut through the bureaucracy." So Biden is cutting through the red tape, man, and pushing things along here to help the cleanup there in Surfside. The one order I gave federal folks was like, no bureaucracy, just cut through it. Get to whatever they need. Get them whatever they need. That's why we've decided to cover, for example, 100% of search and rescue costs for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. No commitment. All right, so there you go, man. Biden taking care of the people of Surfside there. Officials continue to search for answers as what triggered the collapse. You know, that's anybody's guess here. I was thinking that we were going to get, you know, more news, you know, maybe on updates on that, but apparently not. Early halts to the construction before Champlain Towers, south of its sister building, opened. There was controversy already back in, let me see here. Controversy around the construction, which violated local regulations at the time. Documents show the Surfside acting town manager at the time, George Curdy, told the building complex's contractor in December 2nd, 1980 letter that you are instructed to immediately cease any further construction of any penthouses at the Champlain Towers building. The town attorney had determined that the penthouses were a violation of the code of the town of Surfside, Curdy wrote. The following week, the town council passed an ordinance granting the building the exception, allowing the penthouse construction to go forward. Curdy wrote in a follow-up letter on December 11th, 1980, the decades-old controversy was first reported by the Wall Street Journal on Monday. The issues was over the building's height. The penthouses had not bare in the original plans, and that brought both buildings above the town 12-story height limit, the journal reported. You know, they probably greased them up, man. Probably gave them a payoff. I mean, that's just your boy Roy here speculating. But, you know, it is Miami. Well, it's actually Miami Beach. It's not Miami at all, actually. It's Miami Beach, but it's just as dirty. And back in the 80s, you know, it was all about the cocaine and the Cowboys. That's all it was about. I lived it. I can tell you. It's not Miami Vice. It's your boy Roy keeping you in the know, man. Season 3 coming to an end. Episode 14. We didn't want to end it on a 13th. But, yeah, so about news around town. I mean, just to recap the news during the week, let's start backwards. We do got a hurricane out there. That's right. Hurricane Elsa maintains strength as it passes the Windward Islands, man, which seems to get it all the time. So let's keep our eye on the storm here because this definitely affects us. Hurricane conditions continue to be felt along the Windward Islands as Elsa tracks past the islands and to the west-northwest at 29 miles per hour. Reports from NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate the maximum wind speeds are still near about 85. However, the mean sea level pressure has risen a bit from 993 MB, as in Mary Boy, to 998. And that's the pressure and all that. I'm no meteorologist here, but just by living in Florida, you know all the terminologies and what they look for and whatnot. Also, we'll continue to track towards Haiti and part of the Dominican Republic, like bringing heavy rainfall and hurricane force winds. Some decrease in winds is possible on Monday as ELSA interacts with the great people of Cuba there. Hurricane force winds extend outwards up to 25 miles from the center of the tropical storm. Force winds extend outward up to 140 miles. So it's 140 miles thick is basically what they're telling you. On the forecast track, ELSA will move away from the Windward Islands during the next several hours, move across the eastern Caribbean Sea this afternoon and tonight, and move near the southern coast of Hispaniola late Saturday or Saturday night. Man, it's your boy Roy keeping you in the know and want everybody to keep very safe. This might wash out our 4th of July. I mean, I hate to say it. I see in downtown Sarasota, you know, they're getting the little Mexicans to tie up all the little blue fencing, and they're putting up flags at all the resorts, and that's all fine and dandy, man, but you're setting yourself up for absolute disappointment, because it's going to be a wet one, man. It's been buckets all day, and it normally, this is the tropics, man. It'll rain across the street and down the street a mile. It's sunshiny, okay? But this week, buckets, man, buckets, and it doesn't stop. We've been getting a little breaks, but all morning and afternoon, it's been on and off. It seems like it has cleared up here today, Friday, July 2nd, man. By Sunday, ELSA, this little hurricane, is forecasted to move near Jamaica, Yaman, and portions of eastern Cuba, and make near portions of central and western Cuba on Sunday night and early morning, man. The Cubans never get a break, man. They're right smack in the middle of Hurricane Alley, just like Miami is, Haiti, Dominican Republic. So everything that's getting hit, these people are used to it, man. Now, they don't have the luxury of having a Home Depot like we do, okay? But our prayers, and want everybody to keep, and I'm looking at this track, man, and it looks like it's coming right at Sarasota there. There you go, creating panic on the SRQ talk show, man. I'm just trying to keep you aware. Don't let the fireworks and all that, domestic beer that you're going to be drinking, basically the whole weekend, you know what I mean. Yeah, you sure do. Don't keep it focused, man. Keep it in the know. Go ahead and download the SRQ talk show wherever you get your podcast. And that's, of course, after you listen to our sponsor today. Welcome to the Long Shot Leaders podcast there with Mr. Stein there. You want to hit him up too, as you do your boy Roy here. So basically, we want to get to that news. Let's keep you in the know there about this tropical tracker, man. And that is all supplied with my people here, Mac Daddy, ABC News, my Suncoast here locally. Let's see what else news we could give you. We'll bring you up to date on a body found in Nathan Benderson Park. This is a little bit disturbing because we don't get this stuff here in Sarasota, man. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office says that an 18-year-old man died at Nathan Benderson Park early Friday. Deputies and fire crews responded to a marine rescue around 4:30 a.m. and the wee hours. When units arrived, they learned that two individuals took a paddle boat into the middle of the lake. When the boat began to malfunction, the two jumped in the water. One of them was able to make it back to shore, but called 911 when he noticed that his friend was having trouble swimming, man. Divers from the sheriff's office were able to recover the deceased body of the male, a male in the north end of the lake at about 11 a.m., man. So it took some hours, at least six that they're reporting. I mean, it was reported at 4:30 a.m., and at 11 a.m., you're bringing out the body. He's been identified as 18-year-old Jalen Smith of Sarasota, man. Our prayers go out to the family there of Jalen Smith. Based on initial information, there is no indication that the incident is anything other than an accident. However, the investigation is active, ongoing, and the sheriff's office spokeswoman said there. So there you go, man. Keeping you in the know locally here, man. 18-year-old found dead in Bendison Park. Are you kidding me? My God. I mean, that's what happens. Don't go out, man. I mean, kids are bored as hell is what it is. Let's see what else we can tell you about that. That's not a good one. Bringing down the damn show, man, as usual. It's never good news, is it? I'll tell you what, we were just talking about the Surfside, the building collapse. Get a load of this, man. More bodies found in the condo collapse, right? And one of them was the number of people missing in the Florida condominium collapse fell substantially Friday from 145 to 128 after duplicate names were eliminated and some residents reported missing turned up safe, officials said. Authorities also announced that the recovery of four more bodies, including, get a load of this, a seven-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, raising the confirmed death toll to 22. You see that? What did we say? 14 up to 22 now. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said that the number of missing declined following an audit. In some cases, when detectives were able to contact people who had been reported as potential missing, they found that not only were they safe, but other members of their families were safe too. That pushes the list of people who have been accounted for up to 188, reduced the number of missing, she said. So this is very good news, of course. Yeah, obviously, man. Well, I'm glad I ran into this story, kind of updating you, keeping you in the know here. Detectives have worked around the clock to contact relatives and others. In some cases, English and Hebrew names have been offered for the same missing relatives, officials have said. The seven-year-old who perished in the collapse was a member of our fire family, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez said. The discovery of the girl's remains was especially hard on rescuers, Levine Cava said. It was truly difficult and more difficult for our first responders. These men and women are paying an enormous human toll and each and every day. And I ask that all of you, please keep them in your thoughts and prayers, she said at a news conference. And we sure will hear Mayor Cava of Miami there. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk is talking about it, of course, like everybody else was last week, but I haven't forgot about it. And in this day time, quick where the news is quick and rapid, man, you'll be knocked off the headlines, but I told you it hits close to home here. I'm keeping my eye, my audience will be in the know on that as well. Since we had that rudely interruption there, not sure how we're doing on time. Let's see, how are we doing? Yeah, we're up against the clock, man, as we usually are. Because why? Because your time flies here with your boy Roy, man. We're already 30 minutes in. We got 30 minutes of all sports next, and I definitely want you to join me. Go ahead and hit me up, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or go, let me hear your voice, man. Let your voice be heard. And if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous and play it on the air here. Go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button. Our special thanks again to Long Shot Leaders. Make sure you go to that website. If you don't go straight to the podcast, wherever you listen to it, put in Long Shot Leaders there with Michael Stein there. Check out his podcast. Thank for him for sponsoring the first of the show. Hope you're happy with your shout out, man. It's your boy Roy. Stay with me because next it's all sports. That's right. We are back live from Sarasota. It's the SRQ Talk Show. It's the latter portion of the show, the back end, as you would. It's July 2nd, 2021, man. Season 3, episode 14, and coincidentally, that's right, our 1 year anniversary here on the SRQ Talk Show. The show launched under the umbrella of quarantine and the pandemic of 2020, where we were stuck at home, man. Nothing was open. It didn't seem like it. Very little was, only essential workers back then. We've come a year, and we have come far. COVID, which dominated the show and the headlines back then, would take over our show. It's just updates upon updates of the numbers just going up and up, and it was just bad news on top of bad news. Well, we don't want to relive it. It is a new day here, and we will be going into season 4 next week here. We're only broadcasting on Fridays these days. We used to, back in the day, do 5 days a week, believe it or not. There's 37 episodes on season 1. There is 28 on season 2. And we're going to wrap it up here today with 14 shows on season 3 there due to some time off I took due to health reasons and stuff like that. Nothing serious, of course. I'm here. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, man. Recapping all the top news. We did that in the first half hour of the show. Now it's going to be all sports, and what a sports week it has, man. I've been personally consumed with the NBA. Now, I don't know if that is because I boycotted it last year, but let me tell you, NBA playoffs, LeBron-less, wow, it has been a treat. It really has. New talents have arrived, new players, new cities. It's all very fresh, except for our boy CP3, man. CP3 finally making it to the NBA Finals. We'll go over that. I mean, the week basically started, the week Monday, if we're going to recap the week, was where the Clippers were facing elimination in Game 5 against the Suns. And that was the day that, the Clippers stepped up. They stepped up, especially Pandemic Pete, that we like to call, that he likes to call himself Playoff Pete. He played 49 minutes. Now he's played he's played 150 minutes more than any other player in the NBA, including his own team. So he has had to step up because Kawhi Leonard's injury. So he played 40 minutes, man, but Playoff Pete made himself known, scoring 41 points, 15 of 20 from the field, 3 of 6, 50% from three-pointer, and most important, 8 for 8 from the line. Remember, over the weekend, he missed those two foul shots where they could have put him away. I'll tell you what, the Clippers have left him, and you know who I'm absolutely sick of? It's Patrick Beverley. I mean, this guy, man, his antics on one of the games in Phoenix that we'll go over, where he's pushing CP3 in the back. I mean, and mocking him after he tried to take him out on a shot. Yeah, CP3, he's a known little flopper, but the guy's 6 foot. I mean, CP3's had a great career, and his Patrick Beverley has no game other than just being a menace and a loudmouth, man, in my opinion. His act is getting old, man, and how he didn't get. I mean, he's good. I mean, they're considering suspension, and there definitely should be. But man, they kissed Patrick Beverley's ass, from the players to the coaches to the referees. Everybody's scared of this damn loudmouth. You know, like, get some talent, man. I mean, I know you hit some threes every once in a while because you're so wide open that nobody cares. You know, he tries to be like a Draymond Green, but Draymond Green is more likable for some reason. You know, he's a bigger guy. He's a presence. Patrick Beverley just seems like such a loudmouth. He's so ungrateful, man. He's lucky that he's even in the league, if you ask me, man. Yeah, so the Suns went down to them there, 116-102. Could have been a combination of You know, they didn't have CP3 in that game. And not only that, Booker had the mask that, guess who? Our friend Patrick Beverly busted up Kyler Jenner's boyfriend there and busted up his nose there. Pretty bad, too, to where he had to wear a mask and all that. Yeah, CP3 did play. That was his first game back. He only scored 22 points there. Booker had a good game at 31, but just wasn't enough. Too much of playoff Pete there. Paul George actually came through 116-102. That was on Monday. Tuesday took us to the Hawks series, where the Hawks, again, shocked the Bucks, 110-88. But Trey, you know, our boy, yeah. It's out of practice with these things, man. But Trey Young went down. Nice Trey went down on that one with some kind of a foot muscle. And nobody did anything. He just tried to step. I think he stepped on the referee or something. And he went down. He had to leave the game. But 110-88. What did he score on that day? That was on Tuesday the 29th, where the Bucks went down. Let me see. Giannis had only 14 points. Holiday 19, and Middleton 16. And that is pretty much them. The waste of Brook Lopez there with only 7 points, and that's probably what he averages. Tucker is in there just for defensive purposes. He hits a three-pointer every once in a while. He didn't on that game. But Portis, let me see, 7 for them. The high score for the Hawks that day was Lou Williams with 21 points. That was the game that Trey Young sat out. Everybody was saying there's no way Atlanta wins, and they actually did, man. They did it pretty good, 110-88. Actually, some would say that was a blowout. Lou Williams took over for Trey, scored 21 points, 7-9 from the field, 5-for-6 for free throws, and he actually contributed on the three-point end, 2-for-3 there. Capella was off the chain there with 15 points, and Bogdanovich, he's Mac Daddy from the three-pointer. And one guy that I didn't give really credit to that is a real big asset coming off the bench is Gallinari, man. He'll play you 19, 20 minutes, but he'll score you some really good points. That's a really good basketball player there, Gallinari there. That was recapping the NBA, man. On Wednesday, that was the day that the Clippers were going to try to come back and do something. And again, the playoff Pete didn't show up. Guess who showed up? Pandemic Pete showed up instead. George played all 41 minutes. He only scored 21 there. Big was Morris Jr. there was off the chain, 9-for-17, but that just wasn't enough. Reggie Jackson contributed with 13, not enough for the Clippers. They go down to the Phoenix Suns 130-108 on Wednesday, and CP3 played the game of his life, scoring 41 points, 16-for-24 from the field. He was 2-for-3 from the line only, but he was 7-of-8 from three-pointer. What? You heard me, man. CP3, 7-of-8, leaving it all on the floor. There's where he got pushed in the back by that damn vomit case of Patrick Beverly. I'm so sick of that guy, man. He is. He is just a menace, troublemaker, loudmouth, and he ain't got the game to back it up, man. That's your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, man. Broadcasting live from Sarasota, TGIF. Happy 4th of July to everybody. You know, congratulations to us in a 1 year. Are we going to make it a big deal? No, we're not, but we are going to give it a mention because 1 year with the numbers we're getting, we're still on the air here. And today, of all places, man, I mentioned it in the early hour, Palestine, are you kidding me? The Jews are like, what? Yes, absolutely. Palestine decided to opt in, and it's not a podcast accident. We get over 3% is when we report it, because any 1% and all that is definitely a podcast accident that someone just ran into the show and just shut it off right away. No, but Palestine is in the news. It is in there, and that makes us have 16 countries now outside of the U.S., so we're very proud of ourselves for being on the air for 1 year. So the Suns took care of the Clippers, and the Clippers took it as far as they can. I mean, Paul George, to me, wiped off the stigma. He is who he is, man. He's going to come out and give you 41 some nights, and then some nights he's just going to opt out 21, and it'll be the team that he's surrounded. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know if he's happy there. We'll see if the Clippers run it back, unless they're going to have some trades. Rumor has it today that Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks are going to make a strong run at Kawhi. Not only with money, they're going to offer the Clippers draft picks and everything else. So we'll see about that, how that pans out. And then, of course, yesterday, the Hawks-Bucks series continued in a huge disappointment. I mean, we thought we were going to get another great performance by the Hawks. They came out dead, man. The Bucks blew them out 123-112. Of course, they were Giannis-less because he, thank God, and that was gruesome. Giannis, when he came down on his knee and it buckled on him backwards, I just absolutely, I mean, just hate that. Don't you, the seeing that, they should give us a warning or something. But it's like an accident, man. I kind of peeked at it and I just was, it was just absolutely... I just hate seeing that when the knee injuries, like the old Theismann one. Oh, man, it just makes you cringe all the time. I thought Giannis was out for a while, but apparently it's a hyper strain. I'm not a doctor, but apparently that's what they're saying. So I don't believe that surgery is going to be required on that. But, man, that was scary. But a Holiday scored 25. Middleton was on fire, scoring 26. Lopez finally showed up yesterday looking like the MVP of that team. Brook Lopez played 37 minutes and contributed 33 points. He was 5 of 7 from three-pointers. So as much as we hate on Brook Lopez here on the show, I've been calling to, you know, amp it up. Get his ass out of there, man. Go small ball if you have to, because a 7-footer, and he is a huge guy. Brook Lopez is a huge human being, man. And he just hangs out in the three-point land over there. He doesn't body up with anybody, and he's a big boy, man. He should. But Bobby, little Portis Jr. there, he was the show, everybody chanting Bobby in the stadium. He scored 22 points, played 35 minutes in Giannis's place there. So he came through there. Your guess is as good as us. Does Trey come back? Okay, because they're in trouble. They went down 123-112 there, even though personally we had the over there, and we're glad that that was the score. Tonight, Friday, no games, which makes us not, we're not going completely MLB yet. Because why? Because the damn playoffs in the NBA, and guess what? Your damn Lightning play tonight, Friday. They're out there in Montreal, and they're a huge favorite at 133. Over-under is 5 in that game. Lightning are looking to wrap it up, man. What are they? The series is 3-1 now. So there you go. Montreal Canadiens, not good enough. Lightning just coming out swinging, man. They look like they're going to have their second Lord Stanley Cup in Florida. So it's a double whammy, Canada. Not only does the United States have the cup, and it's looking like we're going to defend the cup. It's in damn Florida, man. That is just like to any Canadian, it's just bad. It's just Canadians are just throwing up all over themselves. They really are. I hate to be disgusting like that, but they sure are. Let's keep our eye on the time. We're halfway through the second half of the SRQ Talk Show, Season 3, Episode 14, last show, year anniversary here. Now, we do have a strong international audience. Obviously, we have 16 countries that listen to your boy here, SRQ Talk. And one thing we've been neglecting is Copa America. And people are like, what the hell is Copa America? Copa America is almost like the World Cup. It's probably the biggest sport in the world other than in the United States is soccer. Now, I haven't been following it. I've been kind of giving a bird's eye view. You know, the group stages, I'm not too familiar with. I mean, this has been going on since June 13th. You know, Brazil, of course, everybody knows Brazil is Mac Daddy when it comes to soccer. They blew out Venezuela 3-0. And yeah, that is a blowout, 3-0. Colombia survived Ecuador 1-0 back in the day. Argentina and Chile was a 1-1 tie. And this is why we hate soccer in America, is because the 1-1 tie, man. Paraguay beat Bolivia 3-1. Group stage matches 2 through 5 had on June 17th, Colombia and Venezuela 0-0. I mean, really? I mean, really, Colombia? And this is what they mean. It's boring action, man. Can you imagine sitting there all day watching a 0-0 game? That was on June 17th. Brazil beat Peru 4-0, showing that, you know, their muscle there. Chile beat Bolivia 1-0. Argentina over Uruguay, which is, that's two close, very close countries there. I'm sure the rivalry, I mean, I'm sure the Uruguayans, they absolutely hate the Argentinians, okay? But group stage matchup 3 of 5, Venezuela, again, 2-2 tied with Ecuador. And I know I'm boring you to death with these scores because the Americans, we don't care about this stuff. But I do have an international crowd that I want to cater to. Sunday, June 20th, Colombia, actually Peru beat Colombia 2-1 there. Hope nobody gets shot in the head out there in Colombia because of that. Uruguay and Chile came to a 1-1 tie. Argentina and Paraguay, Argentina 1-0 there on June 21st. The 23rd of June there had Ecuador and Peru 2-2. Brazil continues their rampage. They beat Colombia 2-1. Someone's definitely getting shot. Uruguay scaves off Bolivia 2-0. And Paraguay beats Chile 2-0. That takes us to matchups on June 27th, a little bit more recent. Brazil, Ecuador gave them a battle. Brazil 1-1 with Ecuador. Uruguay beat Paraguay 1-0. Venezuela went down to Peru 1-0. And I'm sure they're hating that. And then Argentina just put the beating on Bolivia on Monday, June 28th, 4-1. That takes us to the quarterfinals. And we have a 3-3 tie, Peru and Paraguay, and that's happening as we speak here. Keeping you in the know, SRQ Talk, talking Copa America on the sports, 30-minute sports edition here of the SRQ Talk Show. Later today at 8 p.m., Brazil goes up against Chile. Tomorrow, Uruguay against Colombia. Guess who we're rooting for? We're rooting for damn Colombia, because Colombia is part of the 16 countries that listens to your boy here. We got Argentina and Ecuador tomorrow at 9. So there you go. Copa America. Don't say I'm hating. It's a sports show, including the Copa of America there. So what else do we got? We got the, like I said, it's all about the Lightning tonight. Major favorite Canadians are being disrespected, if you ask me, being such an underdog. But it is a 3-1 series here. Don't think the Lightning want to wrap it up in Montreal, or do they want to just go home and wrap it up and hoist the 2021 Lord Stanley Cup and have it passed around with? And see, that's the cool thing about hockey, that each player, I think, gets a week with the cup, and then we'll start hearing of weird places that the cup shows up. And I do think it, I don't think it's a replica. I think it is the real deal there. What else do we have to look forward to here? As far as hockey is over, the NBA, let me see when we are going off. Let me see. Do we have games tomorrow on Saturday? We sure do. The Bucks and the Hawks continue. The only game in town, because the Phoenix has wrapped it up. CP3 will advance to the NBA Finals for the first time in his 16-year illustrious career. I've always thought the CP3 had game. I just always questioned why he got traded so much. You know, he went from drafted by New Orleans. How perfect and ironic was that he decides to because he played for the Clippers for 6 years there. They couldn't get it done with Doc Rivers, and apparently Doc Rivers couldn't get it done with the Sixers either. So Doc is getting a reputation of not being able to get to the finals, man. But then again, everybody kisses Doc Rivers' ass, man. So that's another guy like Patrick Beverley that nobody wants problems with for some reason or the other. You know, they never want to question or talk too bad about those guys. but that's how it goes. So in the world of sports, that's basically it, man. We are going to have to get into baseball soon because hockey will be over. And that's the horrible thing about the Stanley Cup. And I'll tell you that. So the Bucks and the Hawks. Now, can they beat the Hawks? Does Trae Young come back? I think he has to, even though his replacement is not playing so bad. I like the Hawks team. I really do. I think they're a lot more exciting than Drew Holiday and Middleton. You know, Bobby's putting him, little Bobby Porter's giving him a little spark. He's all amped up like we are here on the SRQ Talk Show. How about a one-year anniversary for us, huh? How about that, huh? We're making it a big deal. No, we're mentioning it every once in a while because it is an achievement to us. The show started under the pandemic umbrella, as we mentioned. So, and we went on the air at night. I remember it was a July 4th. Bruce Springsteen, we opened up violating all kind of copyright infringements on music and all that. We had no clue what we were doing, but we're a year in now, man. We're broadcasting live every Friday, so you're definitely welcome to join us. Want to get the numbers up. We definitely have sponsors, so that's not an issue at all. But on this Friday, on this July 4th weekend Friday, definitely want you to be careful out there. Don't be a fool or drink and drive or any of that. If you got a Mac Daddy resort, stay in it, man. Get a free ride if you're staying out there in Siesta Key. The Queen of Siesta Key is running the Frog Hop over there, even though they're not a sponsor anymore of the show. You definitely want to grab them. It's a free ride. Just tip the driver. Wishing everybody, especially America, a very happy birthday. It's your boy Roy. There is no more. Until next Friday, signing off. Stay safe.
Oh, thank you.